It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, September 10th. I'm Noelle King in Los Angeles, in for Ben Johnson. Apple yesterday unveiled a handful of new products, including a highly anticipated smart watch. Molly Wood, a personal tech columnist for the New York Times, says the watch has a square face and one neat feature stood out.
They are reusing what is apparently called the crown, which is a little dial on the side of a watch. And they will let the user use that crown to sort of turn the dial to navigate the watch. You could zoom in on a page, zoom out.
The company also unveiled two versions of the iPhone 6, both of them with larger screens than previous models. If you're using your iPhone or any computer or device today, beware of the spinning wheel that means your internet connection is slow. It may not be real. You might have stumbled into an online protest aimed at getting people to support net neutrality, the idea that all internet content should move at the same speed. Marketplace's Queena Kim has the story.
It's not easy being an activist for net neutrality. Evan Greer is a campaign manager for Fight for the Future, a nonprofit organizing today's protest.
Neutrality activists have had the experience of trying to talk about the issue, and as soon as they start saying words like tiered systems, people's eyes glaze over.
Today's action is in protest of a tiered system, which the Federal Communications Commission is considering. It allows websites to pay for faster access to your home. But what if a website can't pay? Well, Netflix, Reddit, and thousands of smaller sites claim the result will be the spinning wheel of death, which you'll see on their sites. Edward McQuarrie teaches marketing at Santa Clara University, and he says if companies make users wait as part of this campaign, they risk turning them off.
You're going to get this delay, and you're going to say, oh, crap, is there a problem with my internet service again?
And he says people will just click onto another site that's not protesting. McQuarrie predicts the wheel of death won't be understood as intended because, well, so few people understand what net neutrality is. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
There's a fight underway that's tearing apart the community of people who play, write about, enthuse, and obsess over video games. But even if you're not a gamer, stay with me. This is also a story about identity, secrecy, and the sexism that many say plagues the world of gaming. Earlier this month, the ex-boyfriend of a game designer named Zoe Quinn took to the internet to publicly accuse her of infidelity. He said she cheated on him with a gaming journalist. Some gamers seized on the allegation and said a reporter and a gamer whose work he might review shouldn't have a relationship. It seemed like an allegation of journalistic misconduct. But what followed was a flood of threats aimed at Zoe Quinn online. Here to help us understand what led to all of this is Jennifer Hale. She's a member of the gaming community, an actress who does voiceover work for many video games. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
There seems to be in this response, in the threats, some real misogyny, possibly even dangerous misogyny, in this community of people who play and write about video games. What have you experienced?
Well, I want to start with, I had several friends advise me against even coming in here and doing this interview, because there's a segment of the game community, it's small, but it's vicious, that is bullying. It's giving the gaming community a bad name.
Some of the threats that were made against Zoe Quinn, people threatened to kneecap her, people threatened to give her brain damage if they could find her in person. Does the gaming community deserve to have a bad name?
The community does not. These people within the community do. We need to police ourselves. I don't know how to do that because, frankly, the members of our community that have called out to these people to stop doing what they're doing are being then themselves threatened.
At the same time that Zoe Quinn is facing this torrent of abuse, a feminist media critic named Anita Sarkeesian releases a video criticizing the way that women are treated or portrayed in video games. She calls them background decoration, victims, prostitutes. Then she gets pilloried for what she said. you've worked in the video game industry. You've done the voices for some popular characters. Does Anita Sarkeesian have a point?
I myself would love to see more sort of equal representation of women in games, you know, more empowered roles. Let's remove gender from casting everywhere we can and play around with it. Let's do the same with race. Let's go on and create the next level. Wonderful. We can't do that right now. I'm nervous about what this piece of the community is going to do to me for speaking up about anything, and that's not okay. We can't do anything until we deal with that.
I can see what you want to come out of this. Do you feel that, given the attention this back and forth has received, do you think we've reached a kind of tipping point moment where this conversation is bound to happen?
I hope so, because games are an incredible art form. I've used a couple of games to sort of, you know, learn another language or recover from breaking my foot or, you know, things that would have stymied me. I think it is time for this part of the industry to fully step into, okay, we're not fringe anymore. We can, without losing the awesome kid parts of ourselves, grow up and become leaders in a really cool way. And this is hopefully creating a crisis that will help us do that.
Jennifer Hale is an actress who does voiceover work for many video games. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming to studio today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So are you a gamer? What do you do when the behavior of a small group reflects on the whole? Tweet us at Marketplace Tech. I'm Noelle King, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.